Good morning, people of God. Hey, and Happy New Year. You know, it's the new year. Today is the first day of Advent as we, a time of preparation and expectation. As we take time today, we begin with the lighting of our Advent wreath.
Morning. Our first candle is a hope candle. Listen to the prophet Isaiah. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us the way, his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. The poet George Herbert once wrote, "He that believes in hope dances without music." This is a good picture for a life of faith. To hope in God's grace is to move to a rhythm that other people may not hear. It is to act out a drama others cannot imagine. It is to glide through life guided by a tune that plays only in your own heart. The hopes of our faith make no sense from the outside. It's a rough world with forces that try to dominate our lives. But we hope in God of truth and justice will have the final word. In a world where violence and force always seem to win the day, we hope in a force of love that is the supreme power. In a world where wealth and status seem to have the upper hand over desperate, needy people, we hope that poverty and innocence have God's special blessing. Go ahead. Please join us in singing verse 1 only of "Light One Candle to Watch for the Messiah." Means constantly expecting a different kind of future, even when history seems to confirm our fears. Hope is for those who feel the pain of the world. Hope is for those who agonize at human cruelty. Hope is for those who hear the cries of the homeless and hungry children and to cry along with them. In the world where hope seems so far away, we are a people of hope. We listen for the voice of the angels in the wind. We stretch to see the first light of a new day on the horizon. We long for a new birth of grace in every human heart. We wait, we listen, we hope.
Please read responsibly. Let us pray. Christ, we sit in darkness, but you are our light. We long for you coming into our hearts, into our lives, and into our world. Our world has been shaken by fire and earthquake and storm. Our security has been shaken by bombings and wars and uncertainty. In the midst of our doubts and our insecurities, We are reminded that you are never shaken. Your faithfulness reaches to the ends of the earth. You are our rock and our refuge and ever-present help in trouble. Come down, come in, walk with us so that we trust in you and not be shaken.
I invite you to please stand as you're able. Begin here at the baptismal font, for it's here we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. You may be seated. We'll sing our opening hymn. Am I on? I should be on now. Am I on now? Okay. I have to learn something new today because it's a new wireless mic because we had to get new ones and the switch is Where's my drummer? But I'm shaking. Is this on now? There we go. Very good. All right. We have changed our setting to setting 8 in our hymnal, so there's some different liturgical music today. But we begin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Church for you.
us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. By your merciful protection, alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and redeem us for your life of justice. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Morning. The first reading today is... It's from Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and they shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord. Today's psalm is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. Please read it responsively by reading the bold print. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous.
Show me your face, O Lord, and teach me your
paths. Lead me on your truth, in your truth, and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long.
Remember, O Lord, your
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. You lead the lowly in justice. You teach the lowly your way. The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he also strengthen you, your hearts, in holiness, that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all the saints. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heavens will be shaken." Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and worries of this life, and that days does not catch you unexpected like a trap, for it will come upon all who live in the on the face of the earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. May be seated. Invite the kids to come up at this time.
Am I on? Yeah. Now I am, in fact, learning new buttons. But I was really grateful to look just 2 seconds ago and realize there were batteries, because I didn't look ahead of time. All right, good morning, guys. That's funny. Darren, we're going to work on this. Okay, there we go. Oh, this is it. Ian, you didn't want to come up?
No, not even Ryan either.
Ryan either, huh? Okay, fine. That's all right. All right, good morning. How are you feeling about Christmas?
Happy.
Happy? Happy. Do you want it, like, right now?
Yeah. Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
I kind of do, too. Christmas would be so fun if we had Christmas right now. Right? Right now. Do we get Christmas right now?
No.
No. You know how I felt this morning? My alarm was not set.
Yep.
And the rest of my body said, go ahead and sleep. Go ahead and keep sleeping. Keep sleeping. And then when I did wake up, my whole body said, go ahead and take a nap. Go ahead, take a nap. Just another little nap. Go ahead. I wanted it right now. Did I get to do it right now?
No.
Nope. I will have to wait. I will have to wait for a nap, and I will have to wait for Christmas. Man, there's a lot of waiting in life. Can you think of something else we have to wait for?
Spring.
Oh, Maisie, I am so with you on the spring thing. I don't like waiting for spring either. I want it right now, especially when it looks like that outside. Do you too? Yeah. Yeah. What else, Sophia? What else do we have to wait for?
When it's your turn on the roller coaster.
Oh, you have to wait for your turn on the roller coaster, of course. Now, that is one thing that I don't wait for very well. I run the other way. I'm not a roller coaster person, but you're right. If you really love roller coasters, you've got to wait, even though you want to do it right now. Right now is so much better than waiting, right? Well, here's the thing. I read this gospel, and I thought, what? I did. I thought, what? That's a whole lot of words, and they don't mean a whole lot to me. And so I went to Pastor Randy, and I said, hey, what? And he said, it's about waiting. I said, well, I know lots of things about waiting. He said, yeah, that's all it's about. We have to wait for Jesus to come. We have to wait. Do we want Jesus to come right now? Uh-oh. All three of them are shaking their heads. No. No. Yes, should be the answer. We want Jesus here and with us, just like we want Christmas to be here right now. We want Jesus to be with us too. Do we get to have Jesus right now?
No.
No. But is there stuff that we can do in the meantime while we wait?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Do chores.
Do chores? Doing chores helps. Okay. How about you, Natalie? Is there something you could do that you could, while you wait, maybe for Christmas? Is there stuff we do while we wait for Christmas to come?
Yeah.
Do we get prepared?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we keep our eyes on the calendar and watch the days go by?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes a little bit more enthusiastically than others. But we do. We have lots of things that we can do so that our waiting is not thinking like, oh, Christmas is never, ever, ever coming. Is that a good way to wait?
No.
No, we have lots of other fun ways that we can wait, don't we? Well, I tell you what, we'll come back to this. We'll talk about this next week, too, I think. Yeah? All right, so for right now, we're going to head back to our seats, and we're going to think about all the fun ways that we can wait for Jesus and Christmas. How about that? Yeah? All right, let's go.
Would you please pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we are grateful today. We are grateful today for your word, for the signs of your coming, of having come, and your promise to come again. Give you thanks for your word, and now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It was at the, right at the end of August or right at the beginning of September, right where there's kind of a switch was going on there. And I was in Menards. How many go to Menards to save money? Save big money at Menards, you know, how many years has that been going on? You know? I'm walking through Menards. Remember what time of the year it is. And I'm over by the patio stuff, all that. And suddenly I look over on my right side, and there was all this Christmas stuff that was already set up. And I go, really? I did. I said, I just looked at it and I said, really? Are you serious? You know, I've got some pet peeves. Some of my pet peeves. How many of you have pet peeves? Okay, we'll talk later. I am one of these persons. A pet peeve is kind of, let's kind of do things in kind of sequence. Let's as we... Because that's kind of the way my mind works, you know. If we're gonna have a Halloween thing, let's put the Halloween stuff out. But let's not do Christmas before Halloween, and also let's not do Christmas before Thanksgiving. You know, here's my pet peeve: start playing Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving or before. And it's on all the time. Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, and suddenly it's gone. It's gone. And the Christmas season has just begun. Maybe those are my issues, but I deal with them my way, you deal with them yours. But I got to thinking, though, this Menards thing was kind of this idea of watching and waiting of signs. Jesus was talking about watching signs, sun, moon, all these different types of things, which means something, which means to help us anticipate things to come. Anticipation. In our house, our kids, well, we still have the same one. We have an Advent wreath sitting on our dining room table, and We would gather for our evening meal as the kids were growing up, first one kid, then two kids, and we would just keep on. Each week we would light a candle. And so we would light the first candle, and we'd say, well, what does the first candle mean? And then we'd say, light the first candle because it's the prophet's candle. Prophet's candle. Candle of hope. A word. And we do that each week. And of course, you know what was happening each week. As more candles were lit, the anticipation grew. The anticipation grew. Because they knew that when the fourth candle was lit, we're going to light the white one really soon. And we'll be able to celebrate Christ's birth. Oh, it opens up a few presents too. I'm sure that was part of the gig with the kids too. But the thing is, each year we did this, and as we did it, Lori and I would suddenly say, "Well, what's the first candle mean?" Then the kids would say, "Oh, the first candle is the prophet's candle." And why is it the prophet's candle? Because it told about Jesus coming. Somebody should say to me, "Well done, good and faithful servant." No, but it helped them to discover, and for me to rediscover, is that they were learning the story. Not only learning the story, but being able to tell the story and see themselves in the story. As part of that waiting and part of the recipients of that promise of Christ coming to us. Because we live in this crazy time of already but not yet. It's a tension type of thing. The gospel text was filled with tension. Actually, what's really interesting is if you would put today's gospel text over top of Luke 2, the Christmas story, you'll see some interesting things, but you can do that at home. How many will do that at home? I believe you will. But we live in the tension of already but not yet. Jesus has come, and we wait for his coming again. So Jesus has come, and we wait in that in-between time. But that's also why we put our heads up. And watch the signs. Not the signs that take us out of the world, but put us into the world. To be the sign of Christ with us. As we face the challenges of life. As we face earthquakes, as Alaska did this last week. As we face other natural disasters. As we face loss. As we face brokenness in our relationships, we lift our eyes and our heads. And we remember that Christ has come, is with us. And we then can be that sign. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Well, we're one candle down now. Amen.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome our new members to come on up. Come on up. Right now. Okay. So, dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these people, one with us in the body of Christ, whom we welcome as new members into the life and ministry of this congregation. And we have, Alex and Connie Baranek right here. We have Steve and Diane Josephson. And we have Nancy Alseth. And there are a couple who are not present, Sharon Nordstrom and Judith Risto. They have come to our congregation and wish to join our fellowship.
Today it is our privilege and our honor and our joy to welcome you into this fellowship here, into the work of this congregation as being a part of the ministry and life that Christ has for us here in this place. So I am going to ask you a question. Okay? Will you endeavor to pattern your lives on the Lord Jesus Christ in gratitude to God and service to others as you carry out your ministry within this congregation and it being a part of our fellowship here? If so, say, I will, and I ask God to help me. Very good. People of God, you didn't think you were going to get off, did you? Will you support these new sisters and brothers in our congregation here? And will you share in the ministry that we share together that Christ has given to all who are baptized? And please say, we will, and we ask God to help us. That wasn't too bad, was it? That wasn't too bad. Let us pray. O God of wisdom and in your goodness, we give you thanks for the gift of baptism, the gift of calling us to be your own children, for naming us and claiming us. We give you thanks for new members, people who join, people who enter into ministry together. We ask you to help us to engage in your world and to help us to grow in knowledge and love and to do what is good and to seek to do your will through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let's give a welcome to our new membership. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we await the coming of Christ, we pray and hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. Equip your church, merciful God. Secure our roots in the soil of your word. Ease our worries and remove our shame. Grow our faithfulness and let your steadfast love blossom among us, Lord, in your mercy. Sustain your creation, holy God. water the parched soil, restore depleted fields. Send your servants, those we call farmers or forest rangers or gardeners, to care for those fig trees, those wheat fields, those gardens. Increase our love for the land, Lord, in your mercy. Grow peace within us, abundant God. Raise up leaders in every community, grounded in your justice and mercy. Increase your love for all people, Lord, in your mercy. Feed the hungry, living God. Gather our harvest into a feast for our neighbors. Move us to nurture those who are bereaved and lonely, empowering those living with AIDS and all who are sick, especially today. We remember Tom, Lisa, Kelly, Sue, Gary, Don, Ann, Kathy, Marv, Gordy and Carolyn, Lexin, Christy, Mikkel, Sean, Otto, Libby, Owen, Sam, Sharon, and all those whom we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Increase our joy, wondrous God. Plant thanksgiving in our hearts and multiply the good fruit of our outreach ministries and creation care programs. Especially today, we remember our World Hunger Program. We pray for an end to hunger and use us and the things that we have in response. Guide us in our service to local and global neighbors, Lord, in your mercy. In thanksgiving, we remember all who have died and now rest in your glory. Hold all who mourn in the comfort of your eternal light, and bring us to delight in the new life you promise, Lord, in your mercy. Confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you these prayers and those unspoken in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let us share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. Just stand.
We lift our voice.
pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is in duty right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The night in which our Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And when the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for it's all prepared now for you, and Jesus is the host. So come and eat. You may be seated. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Now send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song.